On Christmas Eve 6 years ago, a Texas woman named Lori Ruff killed herself. She left behind her husband and an infant daughter, and she took a carefully hidden secret to the grave. Lori Ruff wasn't actually Lori Ruff. More than 20 years before, she stole the identity of a young girl from Washington State who died in a house fire. Now Lori Ruff's true identity is finally known. Journalist Maureen O'Hagan unraveled the mystery for the Seattle Times. She told me after Lori Ruff's death, a family member opened up Lori's safe and found her secrets, and found out that those secrets began to spill out.
In the safe, they found a birth certificate and a driver's license. And on the driver's license was Lori Ruff's picture, but the name said Becky Sue Turner. And that's what the birth certificate said, too. So they thought, oh my goodness, it's not Lori, it's Becky Sue.
And Becky Sue Turner, it turns out, was the identity of the girl who died in that fire in Fife back in 1970.
That's right. So she wasn't Lori. She wasn't Becky Sue. So who was she?
So eventually, a Social Security investigator was working to discover the woman's true identity. What was he able to find?
He's very experienced, and he wasn't able to find anything, really. He ran her fingerprints through all the national databases, photo recognition software, tried to trace her through, you know, Social Security records, couldn't find anything. It was just one dead end after another.
And then you got involved in the story. How did you end up getting involved?
He called me. I was a reporter for the Seattle Times at the time, and he called me and said, I think I have a story for you. And he laid the whole thing out, and it was rather convoluted and crazy. But his idea was, go to the newspaper, put this woman's picture in the paper, it'd be on the front page. Surely someone would recognize her.
Well, finally, the true identity of this woman was discovered. She is not Lori Ruff. She's not Becky Sue Turner. In fact, her name is Kimberly McLean, and she grew up in Pennsylvania. How did her identity finally come out?
It was kind of amazing. After the Seattle Times published that story in 2013, I don't know how many, you know, hundreds, thousands, I don't know how many people got latched onto this case. And there's a whole world out there of people who investigate stuff online. And a lot of them became obsessed with this case, to tell you the truth. And they've spent 3 years trying to figure it out, mostly by trying to match missing person cases and Lori's unidentified person case. They kept at it and at it, but one woman, a scientist, was able to solve the mystery.
And how did she solve that mystery?
A scientist in California who's an expert in what she calls forensic genealogy got involved. They got DNA from Lori's little daughter. They subtracted the DNA, essentially, from the dad and wound up with Lori's DNA, which they posted to some genealogy websites. From there, the scientist was able, through a very long and complicated process, to trace Lori's DNA to a family back east in Philadelphia.
And then what happened next?
Well, the investigator with the Social Security Administration, he's retired now, but he was very interested in this answer, too. He flew out to Philadelphia with pictures of Lori. He knocked on the family member's door. He had no idea what kind of reception he would get. And then he lays the pictures out on the table in front of this family member. She exclaimed, "Oh, my God, that's Kimberly." It turned out Kimberly McLean ran away from home, essentially, at age 18 and never came back.
So throughout this process, did you learn anything more about why she ran away when she was 18?
I learned a little. Her mother is 80 years old now, and she was obviously distraught to learn that her daughter had died. So I didn't talk to the mother, but I did talk to one of Kim's uncles. He said that when Kim was a teenager, her mom remarried, and they moved to a new town, put her in a new school, and she just really never adjusted to this new life. And she was troubled by it and decided she was just getting out of there.
What surprised you the most when you were reporting this story?
Well, a couple things. One is how people found this so compelling. This is a complete stranger. Yet there's a Wikipedia page, there's a Facebook page, there's another Web Sleuths group that's all focused on this one case. And it really captured people's imagination in a way. They theorized she was in a cult. She's a criminal. She's running away. She's a victim of a crime and running away. There was all, she's a spy. All these crazy theories. And really, it was the ordinary. Like a lot of teenagers, she threatened to run away from home. And she did. She left home at age 18, first chance she could get.
The mystery of the woman who lived off the identity of a Washington girl for decades. Maureen O'Hagan is a freelance journalist who reported on this story for the Seattle Times. Kimberly's families in Pennsylvania and Texas have connected over the phone, and Kimberly's mom learned that she has a granddaughter, but the two families haven't met in person yet.